I just want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm not squeaking.
I'm not squeaking.
The microphone is.
The microphone is.
Because I can hear.
My ears work.
My eyes work.
And
my heart does perceive what you're trying to get through to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. This started yesterday when the Holy Spirit kind of prompted me to take time out to focus on the 700 Club at 3 o'clock. So I'm questioning the Lord as to what He wants me to hear. And I had all kinds of things to do, so it's kind of running its course. And there was this and that and this and that until almost at the end when they pray. It was Pat Robertson's son and a beautiful lady. I can't think of her name right now, but she was one of the Miss Americas and so on and so forth. And that part's not important. What came loud and clear was the memory of Pat Robertson's son who had run away from God and went into an Asian country with his wife and lived there. Did not want anything to do with his father's ministry, etc. And when the time was right, his father kept saying to him, I guess by phone or letter, I don't know which, that there was a call on his son and that the son would stop running at some point. You can be in a foreign land, but it's not a problem for God. And I don't remember all the details, but I do remember this. He was a very critical young man, and the people around him he didn't particularly like because of their heritage, etc. But he wasn't happy in the U.S., so he lived there. I don't remember all the details, like I said. That's not what the focus was. But at the end of his prayer, they prayed several prayers for different individuals. Word of knowledge came out for healings on different individuals, etc., which was fine. But then he made this comment. He said, I'm asking the Lord for a baptism of love. And instantly I remembered his testimony that the Lord poured in love for these people that he was living with, that he had a hard time with. And the love was so awesome and so great that when he did get up to minister at some kind of a meeting, the anointing fell on the entire area. Healings were breaking out everywhere. Transformation was taking place. And many were born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. And eventually he finally submitted to the Lord and called his dad and told him about what God had done. And he was a changed son. And I said to the Lord, what is this baptism of love? This baptism of love that you change a man or a young man. And today he's able to carry out his commission in his dad's stead. And to do the work that God had prepared for him to do from the time that he was brought into this realm. How many of you have ever had somebody that you didn't want to serve? Or you didn't want to be with? But God said, that's the one. And you end up, you know, criticizing, they're not this and they're not that and they're not perfect. And in case you forgot, None of us are. None of us are. But we can change by crying out for a baptism of love, because a baptism of love means an immersion where you're going down into the living water, obviously. And the woman at the well tasted that. So you could take her as an example of a woman who had no future, 5 ex-husbands, a boyfriend she's living with, and the Lord said, you need living water. And she's asking him, ha, you ain't even got a bucket, and you're telling me what to do. And she had no clue what he was talking about. She had no clue. Yet, she became the first evangelist to change her city. Think about that. Are you ready to be so baptized in love that even if you were commissioned of God to give a word of knowledge, would you do it or would you argue? I know what I would do. I've already done it. Lord, I remember when I bought that robe, how I hated the idea, because I was so tired of critical people. You know why? Because every day, I can't tell you how many times a day, I would get phone calls about this one is this and that one is that. And it did not stop. Close to 20 years I listened to it. So do you think I want to take on the job of the man that I've now tried to defend, namely Gino, and try to make people see that the man of God was not perfect. He didn't have to be perfect. He was serving the perfect one. And there's a whole different ballgame. And to fall in love with him and to intercede for him and pray for him was his job and her job. Whoever the critic was, male or female, didn't matter. And the Lord said to me, do you remember how much of a war you had on the inside the first time you had to wear that robe? Because you see, putting on the robe meant that my priesthood would be visible and I would be open to be criticized. And I knew all the details. I knew what it meant. I knew what it would do. And still there was a choice, either to obey or walk away. Immersion in love needs to start with you. A baptism of love starts with the baptism that Jesus loved you. And he stopped criticizing you a long time ago. It's you that's criticizing yourself. And I know that's him speaking. So when you stop criticizing yourself, that spirit is going to be stifled. God did not give you a spirit of fear and of torment and of accusations. Did he? He gave you a spirit of unconditional love towards yourself first. So when you start believing that you love and are loved, whatever the critics have to say won't touch you. Amen. It will not create a crutch in you. I know I'm preaching. I know it. First Corinthians chapter 12, the very last verse, said, love is God manifest in flesh again. And now, he says, I will show you a more excellent way. Verse 31 says, be eagerly desire the greater gifts. What is that greater gift? That gift is love. And it starts to love yourself, whether you like it or not, whether you're happy about it or not, whether you're critical or not. Go past it. Because your whole nature will be transformed when you're in love with the creation, namely you. The Holy One is living in you, recreating you in His own image. And when you decide to love yourself, then it'll be a lot easier to love your neighbor. Love one another as I have loved you. It's not easy to love yourself. You know why? Because you got the accuser on your case. Ha ha! How can you love yourself? Look what you did yesterday. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And I quote, you are nothing because you don't love yourself. See, loving yourself is loving the new creation. It's loving the spirit man within you. It's not loving the rebellious soul, the argumentative soul, the critical soul. I should have heard a couple of amens, but I didn't hear any yet.
Amen.
Okay, well, that's good. At least I'm not alone now. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Here's love, verse 4. Love is patient with yourself. Love is kind to yourself. It does not envy others. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Do you keep a record of your own wrongs? Do you rehearse them? And if you do, you need that baptism. You need to be changed by Him because you can't change yourself.
Amen.
So crying out for Him to baptize you in His love for yourself will be the beginning of a new walk, a new love flow, and a new set of vocabularies coming out of your spirit, and your soul will follow. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus is the truth, in case you forgot. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. I could go on. But I believe that tonight you have an opportunity to make a choice. To have Him drop inside of you His love for you. And then loving your neighbor won't be so tough. Loving your critics won't be so hard. Several days ago, I was listening to a critic. And there were a few insults and a few jokes. And it was supposed to be funny. But I didn't find it funny at all. Because I was the object of the criticism. And the laughter was dull. And I wanted to respond and I wanted to teach them a lesson.
Amen.
I wanted to shut them up. I know it was loud, but I was ready to explode. And I said to the Lord, what do I say? And he said, say nothing and smile. Join them. It won't hurt so bad. Join them. It won't hurt so bad. Put your Bibles down. You need to stand. You need to come. Palamana nani ni shehiri sehuru soro ye 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 o yakia. Halana kere mechase tere shehi oro soro toro ko sandari yaki kietea. Ho na na shere te te te. Say, Lord Jesus, when the accusers were laughing at you,
insulting you,
Mocking you.
Some betrayed.
Some spit.
Some did whatever.
It was all very painful for you. I'm sure you probably didn't smile. But the tears ran down your cheeks. Because you love them so much. But they didn't love themselves. They were full of hate. They were full of bitterness. They were full of anger. And they hated the anointed one. Some hate me. Because of your anointing on me. That's changing tonight. Because I hold nothing against them. Their insults will not touch me. But they are falling on him. All over again. And I'm asking him now. To give me his love for them.
In that kind of love.
Where I will love myself as I am. Just the way that I am. With all the things intact. Exactly as I am. Filling me with love.
For myself.
From the Spirit of love.
Which is Christ Himself.
Give me that grace, Father. To let me be flooded over. With that living love. That baptism of love. You change hearts when you do that. And I'm desperately in need. I'm crying out right now. Fill me with your love, Lord.
Fill me with your love, Lord.
For myself first.
For my neighbors next.
And all those in the world.
That can't stand you.
And they can't stand me. But God will change that. When love pours out of me. Instead of hatred.
Instead of anger.
Instead of bitterness. Love will flow out. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
I'm reminding you, Lord.
We're here in your name.
You said whatever we ask.
In your name.
It is ours indeed.
Your love now.
Flood flooding me.
Flooding me.
Is what I'm asking for.
Is what I'm asking for.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord.
I glorify you, Lord.
I glorify you,
Lord.
Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me.
And now, Father, may his anointing of love flood you as you go forth in this night, that you wake up refreshed, that you wake up knowing that you've been baptized in his love, and all the pain of the old, all the fruits of judgment and criticalness has fallen away.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Share some hugs. You can do that. You can do that. You can do that. You can do that.